Drive Time is made possible by Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. You can find them online at coopercargillchant.com. Christian Mohr here, and I'm joined by two of the founding members of MW Veg, a brand new nonprofit in the Valley. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure thing, Chris. Thanks so much for having us here today. My name is Joanne Dukas. I am a farmer down in Effingham. I own Mountain Heartbeat Veggies, which is a small farm down there that has a CSA and attends some farmers markets. And got together with Jesse and some other local farmers to found MW Veg, which stands for the Mount Washington Valley Eaters and Growers.
Yeah, thanks, Joanne. I'm Jesse Wright, and I work for the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, and we're excited about a couple events that we have coming up here. Next Wednesday, March 21st, we've got our first annual meeting. We're having a dinner and discussion for the entire Mount Washington Valley and surrounding communities about farms as the cornerstones of our communities. We're going to talk about eating local food and supporting farms, why it's important, and how farms have really supported our community throughout the decades.
Now, how did you guys form? What got you all to get together and form this group?
We really saw that there was a need to increase the collaboration between all the local farms. Being in the Valley, we're all so spread out that we really wanted to get together and network better and also increase our ability to collaborate throughout the growing season and increase the visibility and awareness of local farms in the Valley. Again, just because we're all over the place and a lot of us are smaller or tucked into these little communities, really just trying to promote local food in the Valley.
Now, how can people join?
Well, if you come to our annual meeting, that's going to kind of be our kickoff event where we're going to be soliciting membership and, informing people all about what the organization is about and what we're doing moving forward.
So that's next Wednesday, the 21st, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 down at Reynolds Hall in Chicorua. We're going to have all local food provided by 11's Kinetic Provisions, which is a local food truck out of a sandwich area. We've got Moulton Farm and Weston Farm coming to talk on a panel discussion. It should be a really great evening full of fun, lively discussion about local foods and how the communities can rally around our farms.
All right. Now you mentioned you guys have other events going on. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to enter the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce's Chili Cook-Off again. Last year was our first year working all together to pull together a local chili to enter into the contest, really showing how we can use local food here in New Hampshire, even throughout all of the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. So we pulled together a local chili last year, and we won the best vegetarian chili in the People's Choice Contest, which was awesome. So we thought that we would do that again and try to defend our title. So we'll be at the Chili Cook-Off, which is April 7th, I think, the first Saturday in April, down in downtown North Conway.
Now, if people are looking to maybe contribute in one way or another to the farmers markets, because I'm assuming you guys work closely with them, how can they go about doing that?
I think the best thing people can do is attend the farmers markets as consumers, really get to talk to the farmers themselves about how they grow food, where they grow it, what they're up to. And also just check out our Facebook page. So we're MWVeg on Facebook, and we try to keep everybody updated about how they can support our local farms and what events that we're going to be at on that Facebook page.
Now, you mentioned that you guys are working all four seasons. A lot of people aren't aware of that. So say in the depths of winter, in the middle of a storm like this, if someone wants to go out and try to buy local as much as they can, what are some places they can go?
The Tamworth Farmers Market has an awesome winter market, as does the Wolfboro Area Farmers Market. And there's also a group of farms that have gotten together in New Hampshire and Western Maine called the Foothills Farm Alliance. And they do a winter CSA, which is an every other week delivery of products, local produce, through the winter season. So there's really some great options. And again, you can find that all out on our Facebook page or by emailing email. mwveg@gmail.com.
Now, do you guys also talk about farm shares? Will that be discussed during the meeting?
We will be talking about farm shares during the meeting, and we'll be putting together promotional materials, kind of informing people. We have a few different pamphlets available about what farms are in the area. You know, we categorize them by, you know, town and what they offer. So if you're looking for local milk, what your options are. If you're looking for local vegetables, what your options are. So we will definitely be promoting that at our events.
Now, if someone can't attend the annual meeting, is there a way that they can get a hold of maybe notes, or if you guys are going to Facebook Live it or anything like that?
Yeah, I think we'll probably try to Facebook Live the panel discussion, which is going to be really interesting. But then also, like I said, emailing the word email, mwveg@gmail.com. You can get a hold of our minutes for the meeting. And also just have a chat with us, attend one of our meetings, or see how you can otherwise get involved.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, both for coming in. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just buy local. The food really is the cornerstone of our communities and increasing awareness that you can get local food year-round. There's a lot available here in the Valley, and we're really fortunate to have this gorgeous River Valley to farm in. So you can, and it'll be so good for you. It'll make you so happy to eat local, and keep doing it.
All right. Well, thank you both for braving the storm and coming out today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Drive Time is made possible by Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. You can find them online at coopercargillchant.com.